Hello, I'm Bob Lancer, and the purpose of this show is to lead you into the life you truly want to be living. It is also about helping you to better understand and relate with others, especially the children in your life, in support of their great potential. So this show is for anyone who wants to live with more peace and purpose and positive power to soar into the fulfillment of our greatest promise. The present is your perfect gift. What you do here and now acts like a seed that you plant in the fertile soil of destiny. What do you intend? What is the fruit that you intend? Now, if you are clear about what you intend to bring about, then look right here, right now, for this is your opportunity to bring about what you choose. The present moment is your perfect gift because it gives you the opportunity to direct your life into the experience that you choose to have. But you have to use the gift for it to be all that it can be for you. Right now, this moment, become aware of what you intend to bring about, what you want to do this moment, what you want this moment to do for you. What are you working on? What do you want to make happen in your life? Becoming aware of that, and then being committed right here and right now to making this moment work for what you want is all you need to do. And don't concern yourself with the next moment or the last moment. Think only now of what it is that you want to manifest, to bring about in your life. How can you use this moment? How can you live in this moment for that occurrence? That's all you need to do. The present is your perfect gift. You can direct your whole life from here. The present. But what is it that makes the present feel like such an unwanted gift? Well, it's just one thing, really. There's just one thing that makes us wish the present away, that causes us to miss the gift, the perfection of this moment. Just one thing: your inner judge. There's an inner judge inside you that may say, what I'm doing is not enough. There's an inner judge inside you that may say, what someone else is doing is not enough. It may tell you that you are not good enough, strong enough, smart enough, that you've not accomplished enough, that you should not be who you are. There's an inner judge that might say that your mate is inadequate. The state of your marriage is inadequate. You might judge yourself as being inadequate because of the results that you're achieving in your life thus far. You look around and you say, well, I'm not necessarily where I want to be. You can imagine yourself in some different situation. And you could say, well, there is where I want to be. And then you might judge where you are as not good enough. See, the judge is all that keeps you from living the life you really want to live. Because you experience what you are aware of. And if you are aware of living in a life that you want to be in, you experience it right then and right there. You experience it. It's amazing, really. What a gift. So you have to recognize when the judge is telling you that what you want is not possible, or that what you want is not even happening. You have to recognize the judge is a liar. The judge is stealing your happiness from you, the inner judge. You have to reject the judge as a liar. And it's something you have to do only in the moment. And the more that you do that, the more that you reject the judge as a liar, the judge is that voice that tells you it's not enough, you're not enough, I'm not enough, your life is not enough, it's not good enough, you're wrong, you shouldn't have done something, you should have done something differently. That's the judge that makes you miserable. And it feeds off your happiness, it feeds off your soul like a parasite. And each time you call it a liar, each time you say, go away, I reject you, there is nothing standing between me and all that I want to be, except the creation in my own mind that separates me from it. That's it. That's all that keeps you from the wealth and the happiness and the health and the phenomenally joyful heavenly relationships that you pursue and you want so much. All that keeps you from all that is your own mental construct that keeps you in a kind of a nightmare dream, prison of it not being so. When you're feeling frustrated or deprived or depressed or inadequate or wrong in any way, you'll see that it's not what's happening in your life, it's what you're telling yourself about what's happening in your life. It's how you're interpreting it. It's how you're beating yourself up over it. How you're making yourself miserable because of it. You might try to have a conversation with your wife and she doesn't really listen to what you're saying, and you'd really like her to connect with this, to share in your happiness, to really understand where you're coming from, or to share in your pain. And she's off in her own world. Now, how you react to that can put you in a kind of emotional hell, because you might start thinking that she's not right for you and you're not right for her and this experience isn't right for you, and all of this churning that's going on, this judging, this telling yourself that you're not doing enough, that she's not enough, all of that is what's giving you this negative experience and turning the perfect present into anything but. Poverty is any experience of the present as lacking in any way. And the way out of poverty is to reject the judge that tells you that you don't have the opportunity, that you don't have the ability, or even the most sinister message it can give you, that you don't deserve it. That's a judge that makes you feel small and wrong and inadequate. Reject it. It's a liar. You don't have to explain yourself to that judge. You don't have to explain the judge to yourself. If it makes you feel unhappy, if it makes you feel inadequate, it's a liar. Where did it come from? It came from being raised by people who believed in the lie that told them that we were inadequate and that told them that they were inadequate. Your children are not responsible for the anger and stress and frustration and impatience and difficulty that you experience. Your own inner judge is, because you judge what your child does as wrong. And then you react. You go into a wrong experience. You wrong yourself. Now, there are some people who are not going to buy this, and we just have to let them go. Let them continue to stew in their juices and blame everybody else for their misery. The way from poverty is to reject the judge that tells you that you don't deserve to be wealthy, that tells you that you are not right now living in an absolute sea of total freedom for all that you desire and all that you want. And the way to wealth? The way to wealth is simple. It begins by you accepting your present right now, accepting the gift, accepting the best now has to offer. And you accept the best now has to offer by letting go of the judge that tells you now is not enough. It's just letting yourself be in it, and whatever you feel is okay. Feelings are designed to leave you. They flow. They go. The only time you experience a negative feeling is when you hold on to one. Any feeling you have is leaving. It's fleeting. To let a feeling be is to let a feeling go. But if you start judging and saying, well, I feel bad, and how come I feel bad? Just, it's okay to feel bad. Just look at how you feel. Just let it be there. Let it go. Don't push it away. Let it be and let it go. And what starts to happen is you find yourself feeling better. And anything that tells you that your life is not wonderfully perfect right now is a liar. It's nothing about your experience that makes it imperfect. It's the way you judge your experience that makes it imperfect. The way to wealth is to accept the best right now. And the way to accept the best right now is simply to trust your best right now, to do your best right now for all that you want in life. And then don't beat yourself up by telling yourself it wasn't good enough. Don't look back telling yourself it wasn't good enough. When you find yourself regretting something you did, call that judge a liar. You don't have to continue punishing yourself for what happened then. You are not who you were. Whatever happened in the past is not happening now. You're not doing that now. Why put yourself through the punishment for it now? Who are you now? Do you deserve love? Then be loving. Do you deserve joy? Then stop beating yourself up. To accept the best is to do your best right now and to reject the judge that says your best is not good enough. Also, for wealth, and by wealth I mean a wealth of love, a wealth of whatever it is that you desire in life, a wealth of goodness, a wealth of happiness, a wealth of world peace, a wealth of justice in the world. You have to reject the judge that tells you that you can't have that. The judge will find reasons, the inner judge will find reasons to tell you why you can't have what you want, why you shouldn't be happy, why you don't deserve the wealth, the form of wealth that you desire. The judge will tell you that, and you call that judge a liar. There may have been people in your life who told you, you know, you don't deserve this and you don't deserve that. They didn't know that they were just believing their own lies. Right now, just look for your opportunity for all that you desire. Look for it. That's all you have to do. And do your best for it. And don't beat yourself up for what you're doing. And you'll find yourself living in a state of freedom and joy and love without lack. Reject the voice that tells you that there is no opportunity here. Because right now, a path opens in every direction for you. You just have to choose the direction you want the present to go in. Always trust that your best is enough. And call the judge that says it's not enough a liar. Now here's the key to happiness and success and fulfillment in all of your relationships. Your relationship with your mate, your relationship with your ex-mate, your relationship with your child, your relationship with your boss, your coworkers, your clients, your relationship with the President of the United States. We're all in relationship. Here's the key to having a fulfilling relationship with everyone. Free everyone in your life from your straining effort to make them make you happy. I'll repeat that for you. Free everyone in your life from your straining effort to make them make you happy. That's the key. That's the key to fulfillment in every relationship. If you notice every time you start criticizing or complaining about another person, blaming another person for something you're going through, what you're basically doing is expressing the attitude that I need that person to do something to make me happy. I can't be happy unless they change, unless they do something or say something or be a different way. What you need to do instead is say, my responsibility is not to raise or change the people around me, not even my children. My responsibility is to do what I need to do right now to be truly happy. Because when I'm truly happy, I am loving, I am kind, I am graceful. And then I only need to do my best to help others. And my best is always good enough. And anything that comes to me and tells me that my best is not good enough, I can reject. because that is all that makes me miserable. And the more miserable I am, the worse I'm going to treat everybody around me, because essentially we treat everyone the way we treat ourselves. You see, I'm never going to be happy as long as I make it someone else's job to make me happy. And so I'm always going to be miserable, and then my job is going to be to try to make everyone around me miserable. I remember once walking down the seashore, and it was a beautiful evening, and my mate was not there to share it with me, and I started to become angry and resentful that she felt she had something more important to do than to share this experience with me. But what I was really doing was depriving myself of the experience of joy that was available right then, and at the same time, angry with her because she was not engaging with me in a way that would have increased my joy. In other words, I was counting on her for my happiness. And what we have to do is, the moment you catch yourself doing that, you have to let go of your concern about that other person and focus on doing what you need to do. Focus on what you need to do right now to feel free, powerful, purposeful, and fulfilled. It's focusing on what you are doing. Your happiness is your responsibility, and no one else's happiness is your responsibility. When people try to make you leave your happiness for their happiness, simply say no, thank you. And if you just concentrate on doing what's right for you, you'll know when you need to step away and give yourself a break from that person or stay. You'll know what to do if you just stay aware of what you need to do right now. Focus on what you need to do for your happiness. This may sound like it's selfish, and to many people, they will jump to that conclusion because they're not really listening. They're not taking this in. People want to defend their misery, defend their anger, but not you. You're really listening. You're getting this, aren't you? You're really getting it. That the way to be a more loving, supportive human being is to concentrate on your own happiness. What you need to do for you to feel loved and loving and good in the present moment. See, how people feel is really more important than what they do, because as long as you don't feel your best, you really can't do your best. So how do you get into this happy zone, this zone where you're feeling good deep down inside? Well, the key is, you don't have to make yourself happy. You just have to reject what you're doing that's making you miserable. It's about accepting yourself. And by accepting yourself, I mean accepting your best. Doing the best you can, and then rejecting the judge that tells you that you should not be who you are. That's essentially what happens when we put ourselves down for any reason. If you're not accomplishing a task as quickly as you want to accomplish it, you start putting yourself down. And the moment you're doing that, you have to stop engaging in the task and just relax. Now, another cause of our misery is when we start blaming other people for how we think they think about us. Think about that. How do you think of yourself? And when you think of other people thinking about you, what do you think they're thinking? We can create a habit, a mental habit, of thinking about others thinking negatively about us. Like every time you think of your father, you might imagine your father thinking of you as a jerk. And it becomes habitual. And what's really going on is, you're actually thinking of yourself in a negative way and masking it with the mental image of your dad. All those people that have had negative opinions about you and expressed negative opinions toward you have no power over you, as long as you reject your own inner judge. So this is the key. This is the present, the gift of the now. The perfect gift is you. You are the gift. Your joyful, happy, loving self. Don't let the inner judge steal that from you. And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast of Bob Lancer's Answers. To order a recording of today's show or of previous shows, and for more information about my work, check out my website at boblancer.com. That's BOBLANCER.com. You can email me at bob@boblancer.com or give me a call at 404-297-4043. For your own personal breakthrough on issues relating to parenting, marriage, and life guidance, would you like to receive my direct assistance in implementing the insights and approaches you hear on this show? Call, email me, or go to boblancer.com to schedule a private professional consultation with me at my Atlanta, Georgia headquarters at Atlanta Unity. You can also attend my monthly seminars on raising our children and ourselves that I present there, as well as my free, informal monthly wisdom sessions to uplift and empower your group, association, business, school, or organization at your location anywhere in the world. Schedule me to present my enlightening and inspiring seminars or keynotes on such topics as parenting, positive child behavior management for teachers, overcoming self-defeating emotions and mindsets, team building, and achieving spectacular goals with life balance. Go to boblancer.com for more information. And go to boblancer.com for an abundance of my free Lancer's Answers in the form of articles and videos that you can view right there online, as well as a comprehensive list of my CD recordings available for purchase. And be sure to look for my life-changing books available at your favorite bookstore and at boblancer.com, including Parenting with Love Without Anger or Stress, Lighten Up, and The Soulmate Process. And I would truly love to hear from you to let me know how you like this show. Until next time, this is Bob Lancer asking you to please tell your friends to tune in next week at this same time, same station, over the radio and online for more of Bob Lancer's answers to the challenges of raising our children and ourselves. And please send anyone you know who can use some enlightenment and upliftment to boblancer.com. Until we meet again, may your life be blessed with peace and love and the light of wise solutions that really work.